Échale ganas, Sofi.
Okay. Aquí vamos con todo. Welcome to another episode of the Level Up Latina podcast. This is episode 241. Today, we're going to be talking about stress because April is Stress Awareness Month. Sin querer queriendo, I just found out about that this morning, and it just fit well because of a stressful week, like more than usual. And it's just part of like the ebbs and flows of, you know, the career, job, family, and all that. But before we get started with today's topic, I wanted to check in con mis co-hosts. ¿Cómo andan? ¿Cómo se sienten? ¿Estresadas? ¿Relajadas? ¿Cómo andan el día de hoy?
Kind of cool. I just turned the heater on.
I'm out of town. I am having struggles with my tech. So hopefully we have a great episode, but I'm excited to be here with you ladies today.
So yeah, like I was saying, today or April apparently is Stress Awareness Month, and I wanted to, you know, bring this to the table, talk a little bit about it, all of us, how we deal with it. Do we manage our stress and, you know, give our tips or opinions and whatnot. But again, these are just our opinions. And I just want to make make a note here that, you know, we're not professionals, we're not therapists, and don't take this as professional advice porque no somos profesionales en el tema de terapia. So if you are feeling super overwhelmed or stressed, we definitely recommend that you seek professional help. So with that in mind, stress is something, again, that comes and goes, and there's perhaps seasons or times in our lives with work, with family, that stresses us a little bit higher. And at the end of the day, we need to think about our well-being and how we manage that and how to control that, because I think we all, I mean, las tres aquí somos cuarentonas y buenonas, so we know the things that stresses us out and what doesn't stress us out and how to like cope with that. Like I was just telling Irene, I'm like, oh my God, I was like running late. And I'm like, and I hated it because I did everything in my power to not be late. And yet I was still 5 minutes late to our scheduled time. You know, the girls had an appointment. I checked in early and, de todos modos llegué mis 5 minutos tarde, and I hate that. So anyway, I apologize for being late because I it's like the stressful, venía manejando un chinga, and it's just like, you know, just part of the day-to-day. But in this instance, I was like feeling stressed because I was trying to get here on time, but I was continuar with our recording and all that. But with that, my first question is like, when do you feel like the most stressed? Like, is it a particular task with work or family, or is it a particular time a year where you feel that you're the most stressed?
I think I've said this on the podcast before, but when I first started dating Diego, he was like, oh, stress is man-made, woman-made. Like, there's no such thing. So it was always like, dang, I guess we're not supposed to feel stress. But then I realized with like life, like, yes, we can feel stress. Like, things can stress us out. Situations can stress us out. I think when I feel the most stress is if I'm getting it from like all sides. Like, if my kid's schedule is really demanding and work is demanding, Diego's being demanding, travel is demanding, like if everything collides, that's really stressful, obviously. It's like, oh my God, I'm being pulled from all sides. So one way to handle that for me, I try to work my coaching schedule around my work schedule so they're not super integrated, because then that'll drive me crazy. Like, if it's too much going on and I have to wear too many hats in the day. So coaching will be at a time where I feel like I don't have a lot of demands from work, and then vice versa. Work will be fully on and work so that it's not stressful. And then when my kids have stuff going on, like their spring break next week, I'm not going to be in the office much. Like, I'm already taking some days off, trying to mitigate feeling like I'm cutting myself in half or 3 parts or 4 parts. So that's when I have in the past felt super stressed, like being pulled on too many directions. And another way I just cope with it is through the years. Like, my husband is much more helpful, much more present. When he would work exclusively in the office and he had a commute, I was on most of the day. Like, me tocaba todo a mí, like waking up the kids, getting them to school, getting myself to work, getting them to the babysitter, picking them up from the babysitter, getting them ready to be at a babysitter, getting them ready to be at school, getting them ready for projects. Like, that sounds stressful, right? Like, everything me tocaba a mí. And that's how we had to make it work, you know? But I at that time, I have memories of definitely being more stressed with the kids, more short with them, more like temperamental with them, aggravated with them. And now obviously with us having more balance and we share pickups and we share sports and we share, say, for instance, my daughter is in theater and that's very demanding. One season he's on top of it. So he was on top of it last season and I had to totally let it go. Like he has to check the emails and sign up for the stuff. And I swear there's stuff like every weekend and I have to be okay if he's like, dang, you forgot about that. You forgot about that. Pero esta vez me toca a mí. So then I'm like, okay, now it's on me. Let me not miss the email, order the cast sweater, signed up to volunteer, paid the fee. So that's the way I've mitigated it. But cuando me tocaba todo a mí, freaking super stressful. But I thought there was no other way. I'm gonna have to manage everything. There was no way. I was super stressed managing like all of them. For instance, being in after school activities, me volví un poquito loquita. So
I feel you on that. I'm still in that season of life where I can't add more activities to the kids' schedule because I can't. Ahorita no puedo. Por más que quiera, no puedo. So. Anyway, we'll see. We'll get there eventually. Pero tú, platícanos, ¿qué es lo que te estresa?
¿Qué me estresa? I think for the most part, since I am in the thick of it, we've talked about it many, many times, you know, with the four little ones. And recently I decided that I could take on activities for them. And they're now in karate and dance class and soccer. So these are little things that they can do. Because I was finally kind of mentally there, because I wasn't in a place of, I'm pregnant again, or I'm nursing, or I'm doing this. So it just felt like I could finally take something on. And I was like, why'd you wait so late for Gali to join dance? She's 6 going on 7. She should have been dancing since whatever. I'm like, no, she shouldn't have done nothing. She shouldn't anything. It's until, you know, also the parent, we have to know that it's a big commitment. And I wasn't ready to stress myself out like that. You know, it was already stressful enough for me getting used to having 4 kids and, you know, not sleeping, you know, through the night because of babies, but just also like, you know, thinking of all the things that I had to do that each of these 4 kids needed. And then I think when it became a lot more stressful for me was also when my husband ended up having to travel so much. So last year, it was a whole year of travel and I was alone a lot with the kids. Even though I asked for help, you know, for my family, to do like things like to be able to record the podcast, to be able to coach my clients, to be able to, just get things done at the house. Because with 4 little ones, like that laundry that got washed is just sitting in a room without being folded. So, I think how Irene mentioned when it all just kind of comes from all different sides, for me, it was like the whole operation of our home and being the only one to really run that operation. And you're running on E in a sense, right? You're running on fumes. You're just like, well, it has to get done and there's no one else to do it. So you kind of stress yourself out for that. And then you don't feel like it's stress. It starts feeling like just being overwhelmed. Like, ¿cómo le voy a hacer con X y esto? And you're like, well, it's not stressful anymore. It's just me not having control of my operation. Is this? And it becomes overwhelming, which then is also stressful. I feel that we talked about this in another podcast. Like when you're used to running at a certain level of stress, it just feels normal. Like your body's like, oh, it's okay. We're used to this. And it feels like just like this weird energy. But then when you don't have that, like your body kind of gets sick. You know, you get a headache or you get, you know, you feel like, oh, why do I feel this? That's how I would start feeling once I had things in control, or like I had it managed, not controlled. When I had things managed and down to like a rhythm, I felt off because it wasn't, the stress levels were not there. So I felt like something was missing and all that. But yeah, for me, I think it's just been this season of my life, you know, choosing to have 4 kids and choosing to start a business and grow a business while growing my family, doing the podcast and staying committed to that might sound so easy and chill because, you know, these are times I am so happy we have flexibility, but it's still also stressful because you commit to things that you want to show up for and show up, you know, con buenas intenciones and show up ready to roll, rock and roll, you know, because you don't want to waste anybody else's time. So it's just been that time of my life right now where things get managed and then something falls off the wagon and you work your butt off again to get it back on and on the wagon. And it's a lot of back and forth. So being okay with that and not letting myself just get too caught up in like details that really sometimes don't matter. So That's what my life has been recently, my season of life with motherhood, business, entrepreneurship, coaching, friendship, all that good stuff of like the stress levels just right there. I see.
You mentioned tension. I mean, you mentioned headaches and it's like related to the tension. Like I'll share this later, but I took in my research this morning, but I took this stress screener. And one of the questions was, do you get tension headaches? And I'm like, oh my God, maybe that's what's related to, you know? And then one of the questions that man, another thing that you mentioned was like friendships and relationships. Do you wish you had more time for time with friends? And I'm like, yes, you know? So, you know, those are a lot of things that we need, like no pensamos, and we're like, oh, we put it off. But it's like the things that our body and minds need to just feel better. A mí también, I want to say that, I mean, of course, and you guys know this, I don't have to say it, but for our listeners, like the past 2.5 years have been like constant, like stress, with work, with family, with my parents, like all the needs that needed to be filled. And with me being the oldest and, you know, my character of like, okay, this is what needs to be done. It needs to be done. And then like, giving directives and not and folks not following through, like that stresses me the heck out. And it's things that I can't control. Y por más que that, like, just oh my God, I can't tell you guys enough how stressful that has been for me. You know, and I know that our siblings are different and they have other priorities. And but to me, like in my eyes, sometimes I'm like, that is so simple. Like, why can't, you know, X, Y, and Z happen like by this time? And we've talked about it for months. And, you know, my husband will say like, or he'll tell me like, don't do it because then they'll know because you're going to take care of it. Like they know you're going to take care of it. And it's like, yeah, I know it's not fair. It's not fair, but it's like things that I know that need to get done. Like sometimes I'm like, a ver, let me take over because this is taking a lot and it's stressing me out. So a lot of things that have to do like, you know, with my parents caregiving in the last 2 years and then now with, you know, the aftermath of my mom's passing and what needs to be done, what needs to be filed. I know que me toca a mí. I mean, at the end of the day, me toca a mí because, pues, you know, yo soy la que estoy en ese rollo with my, you know, with my career. Like I know, or I can look for ways to how to handle like the estate and all that. Todo eso. So yo sé que me toca a mí, but you know, I try to get the help and it doesn't happen. And so I have to like sit down and understand like, okay, where am I coming from? The situation of my siblings. And I try to like give them grace, pero hasta cierto punto, ¿verdad? So anyway, so that's what stresses me. And then this week work has been really, really busy, but not crazy busy where like I'm pulling my hair, but busy since I came back to work after taking the leave. And it's been like nonstop. Toda esta semana, the girls were on spring break and I was thinking like, oh, I'm gonna like work through lunch para venirme temprano, you know, like, and just finish my day like that and like get to enjoy some of their spring break. But, you know, then my husband, injured his sciatic and he's been in extreme pain to the point that he's been unable to walk. So me ha tocado a mí todo, you know, todo que las comidas, las niñas, todo where, in, you know, we usually divide tasks como, you know, como ustedes con sus esposos, like Irene mentioned with her Diego. And so, and then, so that has kind of like added to my normal stress levels all this week where I don't have time, much time for anything else. And then like today I wanted to exercise, ya no tuve chance, you know, I'm going to mentally put it to do it later because I know that makes me feel better.
Money used to stress me out a lot. And if you don't have your money right, like I'm sure that can be living like paycheck to paycheck or living worried about having a job or being laid off. Like others can probably relate to that situation and how hard it must be to feel like you don't have the resources you need to get by. So money is another very common place of stress that I don't necessarily feel those stresses now, but I remember early in my marriage, like that was super stressful and hard on us.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's something that, you know, can cause stress. And after you've been married for a while, you just, you know, work around it or have discussions and talk about it. So, all right. So my next question is, knowing a little bit about what stresses us and how that changes or, and, you know, and just what causes stress around in our lives. What are some of the ways that you manage that's your stress, or, and has the way you cope with stress, has that changed over time? So we'll start with Arjeen.
It's definitely changed now. I vocalize it if I feel like I'm stressed, if I feel like I'm overwhelmed. I didn't do that before in my early marriage days, and like even having my babies when they could even understand that I was overwhelmed, like I didn't verbalize it. And I should have, because I think it's good for kids to know if they need to manage their own feelings of overwhelm, like how does an adult in their life handle it? So I like my relationship a lot right now with my kids because they're at the age where they can really understand. And so when we are feeling overwhelmed or stressed, we share it. Like we say it out loud, like Diego, if he's busy, or me, if I'm busy, or we'll say, we haven't spent time together, we've got all these things going on, blah, 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 blah. We'll make time Friday, or let's have a movie night. Like we make it okay to be overwhelmed and be stressed and to say that. I think it's been really good because my son, hopefully, God willing, you know, he's heading off to college, which can be really high stress. And he's learning to talk about it if he's overwhelmed, or mention it at the dinner table if he has a lot going on. Or we say, you know, how can we help you? My husband always asks, like, how can you help? What can you take off my plate? How can I help you? He's always been like that, like our whole relationship. I didn't always take his help early on. Now I'll think of something and I'm like, oh, you could do this, you could do that. Or, you know, we do talk about it so then we can get support for it. And my son, I like that he can talk about stress and not feel shamed for it, or he can talk about feeling even like sad or depressed and not feel shame for it, or overwhelmed or anxious. Like those words growing up, when we were growing up, I don't think we even had the words, but if we did, I don't think my mom would have jived with me being like, estoy ansiosa, es que estoy estresada. Like there's no way that my parents would have jived with like that kind of vibe. So we definitely verbalize it a lot. And then I was thinking a lot about what you were saying about your siblings. And I think all of us have those dynamics. They may not be like with our siblings, but they could be our business partners. They could be our husbands. They could be our family, like you said. Anywhere there's a group, like everyone has different styles and how they show up. So you said like, oh, it's so easy. This takes no time at all. I don't have to step in and do it for them. But you do. But then in other relationships, maybe you don't show up like that. Like say in business. You say, oh, I don't have time for it. Then your business partner will step in and do it for you. So just like we get stress, we also cause stress. I think those habits and different dynamics, we don't. So I was joking with you earlier about like, you should review that because then I'll be stressed out when you were talking about reviewing something.
No, but you went to the serio. I was like, oh, yeah, no, I will.
But it was literally like what you just described. You're like, yeah, my siblings can just take a moment to look at this. Like, why don't they just do this? I'm just going to take over. Like, we often have that. So my point was that like, we don't have to take it on too. We don't have to. We can also just let it be. We can take it on and not be stressed about it. If you choose to take on a deficiency from any group collective that you're in, I think the key is to not be resentful, because that breeds anxiety and stress. So I learned that especially in my partnership with my husband. And I think because he's so emotionally intelligent and mature, it's like no one's telling you to take it on, or no one's telling you to do what's easy to you. Like it's not easy to me. Like I might forget, you're gonna remember everything, like, but you don't have to. And it was a good lesson, like, yeah, I don't have to remember for him, or I don't have to micromanage him, or I don't have to do something that I'm good at that he may not be good at. So it was really good for me that it doesn't stress me out that people show up as themselves like it has in the past. Like they show up as themselves. I know who they are. Like I take it or I leave it. But I'm only going to be stressed out if I let the way they show up, just because it's different than me. Not that it's right, by the way. Like they might be showing up in the best way for the situation. I have to like not give it a label, not give it a doubt to make me feel insecure, make me feel bad, or make me feel stressed. Like I either take it on or I don't. I either let it bother me or I don't. Or I do it for them or I don't. You know, like it's really our choice. So like when Lee said like, don't, because then they'll know you'll do it. You can make that choice and not be stressed, right? Don't be stressed about it. And if it leads to consequences that are then stressful, you can also let it be. Like you chose not to let it stress you out. So that's how I have handled it. I've really taken a step back, and like, you can't control other people show up. You can only control how you show up, what's important to you, if you want to do something or don't want to do something. But you do, I think, need to verbalize it when it's overwhelming to you. Ask for help when it's overwhelming to you, which is super hard to ask for help, I think, is one thing that took me a really long time to learn. But those are some of the things I try to keep in perspective when the outside world or forces stress me out.
Those are great points. ¿Tú, Vero, qué haces cuando para manejar tu estrés?
Lloro. Lloro, porque I mean, going to my kickboxing class isn't a thing anymore, like as of right now, right? Going to my yoga class to let out, going for a run doesn't work out for me right now. But sometimes I do go for walks around my neighborhood and I get out and get some fresh air. But for me, like my therapy has been just cry it out, girl. Don't let it in. One of our friends, love her to death, shout out to Magali. She's like, ay, sácalo, llora. Cause sácalo, like whatever way you can. Cause it turns into cancer, you know, like it turns into cancer. It's like, whether it's like literal real cancer or just like something that just fucks with you all the time. Like, I feel that I don't have the time or the energy to allow outside forces, like Irene's mentioning, to like really affect my energy, because I have very little time. I have very little energy to really spend on things that are not like my family or like things that are related to like me, my business, things that directly are related to me. Outside forces just right now are not on my calendar. I just cannot let give them the time of day. And I'm glad that Irene mentioned the whole, like, there's things you just can't control. Like, we cannot control how someone shows up, how someone thinks, how someone reacts, how someone, like, we cannot. All we can do is, like, well, I, you know, put whatever out there in the world, and however it's received. And then I feel that I've learned recently that it's, like, if this is affecting my ability to process things or my ability to show up in my own life, right, then I just remove it. But for me, it's like, you know, being around the kids so constantly, there's a constant touch, the constant need, there's a constant being pulled for their needs. And that's what I signed up for. I feel that when we think of motherhood, we, you know, there's so many things that come attached with it. But part of it is you pretty much are there, like fill these needs of these kids until they're old enough to do certain things on their own, right? So, one thing I have realized is that aunque están tan chiquitos, when they have seen me cry, when they have seen, you know, my husband be in those moments of vulnerability where he kind of cries, you know, for other reasons, like our kids are so like empathetic and understanding, and they will come up to us y nos preguntan, mami, ¿qué pasa? You know, and they like hold our hand. They ask us like, what's going on? And then sometimes I'll just be honest. I'm like, you know, I'm having a hard day. It's been really hard, like, you know, making all the decisions. And I try to explain to them, like, imagine, like, you know, I cuatro bebés, cuatro niños hermosos in this house, and there's one mom right now. Or, you know, sometimes it's just, like, one dad. And, like, you know, so I'm explaining to them why I feel a certain way. And it's not them causing the issue. It's just all these forces, right, within even our little house, because they need so much. And, like, just imagine being one person trying to help so many. And it gets hard. And they're like, all right, mommy. And they don't apologize for asking, but they're just like, they pretty much are like, I'm sorry you're going through that. You know, siento que estás pasando por eso. But I'm like, that even gives me this new, like, breath of fresh air to realize that they can understand that. And they're, you know, I'm like, I just need a moment, you know? They're like, get us calm corner, mommy. You know, I'm like, yeah, mommy needs a calm corner. Later, she'll have a bottle of wine. Just kidding.
That's cute.
I don't feel drinking is definitely not. So, you know, like, it's funny because when you say, how do you manage stress? Before, it was easy to just go out, have a drink, have fun, and come home and sleep like a baby. And now, like, I don't turn to the bottle of wine. I don't turn to the drink at the end of the day. Because then, for me, I feel like it's going to become a cycle. Like, this is my only way of, like, releasing is going to be having that drink or smoking a little bit of that weed to chill out. Like, there's days que se antoja, there's days que no. And I haven't turned to that just because I don't want it to be my outlet, you could say, right? Because then I can't show up my best self the next day. But yeah, managing stress, I mean, lloro. I definitely talk about it. I mean, it's been harder to, like, learning to communicate it with my partner, with my family, with my kids. But yeah, at the end of the day, it's kind of doing what works for you at that moment. If you don't have the time to go for that run or go to that class, then write it out. If you can't talk to someone or you feel you don't have the words to talk about it, write it out. I've had, like, my notepad is filled with things of, like, all the stuff that goes through my head. Write it out. And then after that, once you have some clarity, like, speak it, you know, talk about it. And then, a mí una buena chilladera nunca me hace mal. So it helps me kind of just get it out so it doesn't stay in.
Yeah, the crying is good. It's healing. It's powerful. Yo también he llorado mucho últimamente. Not for stress, just cuando, you know, me siento triste and I just let it out. I put my mis canciones de cello y así es como que I let it out. Kids lo notan. También Samantha es muy, like, observativa. She'll notice, like, she'll hug me, mom, estás triste, ¿verdad? Or this. I do verbalize to them. I'm like, ¿saben qué? Ahorita I have a lot going on. No tengo mucha paciencia, niñas. Entonces, háganme caso, do this or whatever. And I repeat it several, like, ya les dije que no tengo mucha paciencia, so I'm going to take away that toy. El toy va a estar castigado un rato, you know? So that's what I do. But I'm always, like, trying to do all the things that I feel are good for my well-being. You know, I wake up, I do my little meditation, I do my exercise, and I've been really good and consistent on February and March. And, you know, and then this week I noticed, like, the question you was asking this too, and I know we talked about this before. This week I've noticed that en la tarde, like, oh, me como un chocolatito. Like ya en la tarde, and it's like, why do I do that? I normally don't do that. It's like, maybe it's just the stress. Like, ahí lo veo, ahí lo tenemos. Like, cool, let me have my chocolatitos or candy. Last night I was going through the Easter candy and eating it. But yeah, definitely exercise. I like to exercise. I've been reading a lot. I've been reading a lot of books that have helped me with grief, actually. And I guess grief is another topic that we cover in the future. Pero I've been reading, I've been using my journal, and I've been doing my therapy. I've been doing my therapy for the past 2.5 years. I do it every Monday, or now it's every other Monday. But that has helped a lot, because, you know, I get to speak out whatever I'm feeling, thinking, de todo. And so it's been really good and helpful for me. And I've been, I'm back on, I think in the springtime, I tend to be more open and exploring options for skincare. So I'm like, okay, what am I? I'm like, oh, I bought this, like, liquid collagen. I'm like, okay, I'm going to try that out. A ver cómo me siento, a ver qué, what it does, what wonders it does on my skin. So yeah, so those are some of the things that I do to manage my stress. And, you know, I try really hard to stick to my calendar, and that's, like, the way to stick to boundaries and whatnot, and as much as I can, and make time for whatever it is that, you know, I try not to multitask so much these days, but it's hard. I mean, I still do it. I know that I still do it, but it's so hard. But I think I'm doing okay. No me he vuelto loca todavía. But anyway, so when I was doing this research, I found this, like, stress screener, and it's like 16 quick questions that I did. And like I mentioned earlier, it was talking about, like, oh, do you exercise regularly? Do you spend time with friends? Do you, you know, eat junk food, things like that? And then at the end of it, you don't get a score, but it just has like a little blurb, and mine said, you could be doing better. That's what it said. So,
and you're like, that just stressed me out.
I know. Yeah. Sometimes increased stress can be due to anxiety or symptoms of a trauma. There's also an anxiety one. Mira. Okay. Well, we'll share. This is, I think this is an organization called Mental Health America. So we'll share the links that we're talking about here. And then I found another really helpful resource, and this is really good too, even, like, print it out, because it has, like, an image. Wicked Wellness, April Stress Awareness Month, and it talks about, like, foods to be eating, that foods rich in magnesium are good to help with muscle relaxation, anxiety, and sleep. And some of those foods are seeds, like pumpkin seeds and chia, nuts, almonds and cashews, greens like spinach, beans, lima bean, and black beans, and soy, so milk and edamame. Tienen una receta de una ensalada que se ve muy rica, and then movement, like, so stretching, different types of, so it's like visual. So sometimes some of us, like, need reminders, and what better reminder than to see it every day, wake up, oh yeah, let me stretch, oh, let me do that, you know, let me see what I'm gonna eat for lunch, and let me try to add some of these foods in my lunch. Get outside, be active, practice relaxation, embrace self-care, laugh, connect with friends, practice gratitude, try a new hobby, seek counseling. So those are some of the tips that I see here on this website, but you know, there's more and you can try different things. Like we said, maybe it's time for you to seek help beyond yourself and exercise, and perhaps it's time to seek help, professional help, como un terapista or one-on-one coaching. And if you've never tried that, I'm like tooting our own horn here, pero igual siempre es bueno tener that outside listener, you know, like that esa persona que no te conoce bien. Those are the two questions and tips that I had. Anyone else wants to chime in or talk a little bit more about the topic of stress?
I just want to echo what you said about like a coach. I think it's really good to have. You were saying how no one is going to judge you because they don't know you. Like, I feel like a lot of my clients, like that texting in between sessions is really helpful. And so when they're getting stressed out at work or by a boss or by a partner, like being able to vent to their coach that knows them, but also isn't going to judge them, isn't there to see it go down, isn't there to like play devil's advocate. Like, I'm always going to gas them up and believe in them and talk to them about, you know, not overthinking it or not getting stressed out or don't jump to conclusions. Like, definitely ask. So all the things we are saying, I can think of two clients that between yesterday and today, we've been talking about situations at their office. One of the clients had actually brought it to the guilt-free squad, one of her questions about an outfit at the office. We had been talking about something else as well at the office and dynamics and how to handle it and how to broach it with your boss or coworkers publicly, privately. Like, the coaching really helps that as much as we try not to be stressed out, we're going to go into old patterns. So your coach or your therapist or a good friend is going to help you like keep breaking that pattern when you want to go get stressed about something or overthink something or get anxious about something. Like, turning to your coach, connecting with that friend, turning to prayer or church, because a lot of people have that as their place of like this ahogo, right? So trying to be consistent in that, it can be hard, but it is so freaking good for you to turn to whatever de-stresses you. It's such a good habit to build. So you just gave all those examples. I think you can't like stress enough how important it is to have another human being, like another human being that is a support to you, a good friend, a good partner, a good coworker, your coach, your therapist, like another human being to really hear you out, make you feel validated, just listen, like all of that, you know, it's so freaking valuable. And in fact, now that it's coming back to me, I think 4 different clients this week came to me with a little bit of those moments of needing that reassurance or to bring me like a thing that was stressing them, or I just need a vent, I just need to tell you this, you know. And it's really good because you get them right back on track. You get them right back thinking about the big picture, trying not to spiral into stress or anxiety or worry, but start thinking about what they can control, what's good for them. And same for us. Like, I know for me, that's my Diego. Like, my partner is just incredible. He is such a rock for all of us. So he's a good person to always turn to and always feel good when you do. We do like icebreakers every day at dinner. And one of the icebreakers this week was everybody needs to come with an icebreaker, which was like, oh my God, it took forever. But Diego set us down. He had us grab something that symbolized whatever we had going on that might be a distraction for us. So everybody had to say one thing. And then he's like, now put it away. We're going to pick it up when we're done. So we all put down the thing. So we were fully present. And then we had to answer questions that everybody came up with for this icebreaker. And so what was the one that, I don't even know the question that we probably asked, but Noah had an opportunity to talk about, I think we each went around and said something kind about each other. That's what it was. And you had to say it about the person to the right of you. And Noah said to Diego, like, Dad, I just want to say I love your stories. You always have the best advice, the best stories, always. You're so wise. And I'm like, oh, like, it just like melted my heart, because that's exactly what Diego's always been to me. Like, always just the best. But I think Noah's a little Diego. Noah is a little Diego. He's a how little cute. Wise Buddha. He has no filter. He tells it how it is. He's honest. He's excited. Les cuento que tiene novia. And él está soñado. And he's míralo. Got a girl. And he's excited. And he's telling me every story about it every single day. And I love that he's like sharing and so proud of who he is. But anyway, it's people. It's like that those people that you have in your life that help you keep that stress down. And so like their relationship is really soothing. But I know exactly what my youngest is talking about because I have it with Diego, right? So get the coach, get the therapist, get the best friend, get the husband, get the coworker, get the person that you know will accept you as you are, love you as you are, be good for you when you are stressed, not negative for you or hard on you because you are, you know, being stressed.
On my end, the only thing I would say is whether it's in your professional career or your personal life, there are people that will come into your life, and those are those that come in to suck the life out of you, and some that come to breathe life into you. So recognize those people. Recognize that. And then I know we've talked about boundaries and setting up those boundaries. And it's hard, you know, like when we do realize that there's people, like people at work that just want to cause issues. There's people that are in your life that are just like, let me just be and bring a little drama. If it doesn't fit, that adds stress to you. Like, be like, hey, I don't have time for that in my life right now. Con permiso. Or like, hey, why don't you actually give this project to someone else that doesn't have a full plate already of deliverables, right? Or pending deliverables. So I think it's just recognizing those kind of people that are around you. Because yes, it's good to have someone to talk through, like Irene just mentioned. But also recognizing that there's going to be people out there that will either suck life out of you or breathe it into you. So just be aware of those, because that adds like this other unnecessary level of stress when we're not able to manage that and build boundaries. So that'd be what I would just recommend, because that's what gets hard, you know, at work or in our personal lives.
Thank you, Vero. Thank you, Irene. That is it. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you for your thoughts and opinions. Again, these are our opinions and some tips that have helped us in the past, but in no way is this meant to take over professional help. So seek that if that's what you need or you feel that you need. Aquí somos unas mujeronas, cuarentonas y buenonas, just talking about our lives and our opinions around stress. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a faithful listener. And if you want to learn more about us, about our one-on-one coaching or our guilt-free squad, head over to our website, leveluplatina.com. If you want to keep the conversation going or have a topic in mind for us, find us on Instagram or Facebook at Level Up Latina is our handle. También nos pueden mandar un direct message or un mensajito via email. admin@leveluplatina.com is our email. También check out our website for any affiliates that sponsor us, our business. Check those out. And that is it. That is a wrap. Hope you have a good rest of your day. Que no sea muy estresado para ustedes. Un beso, un abrazo, y don't forget to level up.